Chapter 2 Golden Guineas. Anthea woke in the morning from a very real sort of dream, in which she was walking in the zoological gardens on a pouring wet day without any umbrella. The animals seemed desperately unhappy because of the rain, and were all growling gloomily. When she awoke, both the growling and the rain went on just the same. The growling was the heavy, regular breathing of her sister Jane, who had a slight cold and was still asleep. The rain fell in slow drops onto Anthea's face from the wet corner of a bath towel which her brother Robert was gently squeezing the water out of to wake her up, as he now explained. "Oh, drop it!" she said rather crossly. So he did, for he was not a brutal brother, though very ingenious in apple-pie beds, booby-traps, original methods of awakening sleeping relatives, and the other little accomplishments which make home happy. "I had such a funny dream," Anthea began.
"So did I," said Jane, waking suddenly and without warning. "I dreamed we found a sand fairy in the gravel pits, and it said it was a Samiad, and we might have a new wish every day, and—"
"But that's what I dreamed," said Robert. "I was just going to tell you, and we had the first wish directly it said so. And I dreamed you girls were donkeys enough to ask for us to all be beautiful as the day, and we jolly well were, and it was perfectly beastly."
"But can different people all dream the same thing?" said Anthea, sitting up in bed. "Because I dreamed all that as well as about the zoo and the rain, and baby didn't know us in my dream, and the servants shut us out of the house because the radiantness of our beauty was such a complete disguise, and—"
The voice of the eldest brother sounded from across the landing.
"Come on, Robert," it said. "You'll be late for breakfast again, unless you mean to shirk your bath like you did on Tuesday. I say, come here a sec, Robert."